Joining us live now with more on the fiscal cliff, U.S. Senator-elect Tim Kaine of Virginia. First, congratulations. You are going to be coming to Washington as a senator at a time of a great import here. What would you like to hear the president say today at 1 o'clock when he speaks to the nation?
Well, Mike and Bruce, it is good to be with you guys. I think he needs to, in a very specific way, lay out a plan for the fix of the sequester and then a long-term process to get our budget under control. I think, frankly, that if Congress by year-end can take a step to avoid these drastic sequestration cuts that would hurt the economy and hurt defense and other important priorities, that will then create a sense of confidence and optimism that can springboard forward into a more comprehensive budget deal early in the next term of Congress. So I hope that they do the first step before I get there, and then I'm anxious to wade right in and start working on the right plan to get our nation's finances fixed in a way that doesn't shred the safety net and doesn't hurt our economy.
Senator Warner was working with a very small group of senators who were working to try and bridge the differences from both sides. You looking to get in on that group?
I'm definitely going to start to build bridges right away with new coming senators, both Democrats and Republicans. And yes, I'd love to be part of any bridge-building caucus in the Senate that's trying both to tackle budget issues, but more importantly, what Mark's doing is trying to just really once again build bridges between folks from different parties. That's been a Senate tradition. We've got to add more people to the number of senators who are willing to be part of these bipartisan gangs, and I'd love to do that.
So do you have a notion in your mind, an idea here around which a deal could be struck, something that gives both sides something to walk away and say, I got something and I didn't get something?
Yeah, I do, guys. And, you know, and I think most who have looked at this, whether it's Simpson Bowles or Alice Rivlin or, you know, economists who are looking at it, they basically say, look, here's the deal. We're spending about $3.7 trillion a year. We're bringing in about $2.5 trillion in taxes. We've got to close that gap. We don't have to close it tomorrow, but we have to get on a path to close the gap. And virtually everybody agrees that the only way to close it, the only way to fix the balance sheet is to do a little bit of surgery on both sides of the balance sheet, both the revenues and the cost side. So I have maintained that we ought to be trying to make $2 or $3 of cuts for every dollar in revenue, but we definitely need revenue. In the short term, I have proposed a very specific plan to avoid the pain of sequester, three steps, all of which are compromise steps. Let the Bush tax cuts expire for the first dollar of income over $500,000. That's a compromise between the Democratic position of $250 and the Republican position that says make all the tax cuts permanent. Fix Medicare so we can negotiate for prescription drug pricing and remove the subsidies that we currently give to the big five oil companies because they don't need our help. They're extremely profitable. If you do those three things, you take the $1 trillion sequester over 10 years and you whittle it down to the point where what you need to find is $230 billion of targeted savings over 10 years spread across all the things that the federal government does. We can find that amount of targeted savings. Secretary Panetta and others have said, sure, we can save. Just don't give us a number that's too ugly and don't make us save on the wrong things rather than on the right things. So I think the more specific we are, the farther we'll get, and we need to find compromise positions because neither side is just going to suddenly walk over to the other and say, well, you know what, now we completely agree with you. We got to find compromises.
Any chance they'll take your advice or at least hear your advice before you become a senator in January?
Well, I do know that the $500,000 compromise, which I put on the table as a suggestion over a year ago now, I do know that that has been discussed by different Senate groupings in the Democratic caucus. I was tipped off to that about 90 days ago. And, you know, there's been enough press about it, especially in Washington press, that people are aware of it. But it just makes sense. The Senate Dems are not going to embrace the Republican position that all the tax cuts have to be permanent. The House Republicans are not going to embrace the President and Senate Dems' position that there should be an expiration over 250. So if you do find that $500,000 compromise, it's just that is a way where you can, make the right decision about the Bush tax cuts going forward, but also do it in a way where you can dramatically reduce the kinds of cuts to defense and Medicare and other priorities.
Well, you've somehow found a way to go to work before you actually go to work.
Well, you know, I didn't, as much as I love the rigors of campaign life, I didn't run to campaign. I ran to serve. And now I'm really, you know, now the fun part begins.
Well, good stuff.
Yeah, maybe we can get you in, come into the studio again in the months ahead now that you'll be spending more time in Washington.
Yeah, I loved my ass the governor, so, you know, maybe we could do something on a little bit of a regular basis once I'm there. I would enjoy that.
Well, there's another governor who might have a little arguing with you on that point, but we might do an Ask the Senator. How's that?
There you go.
All right. Tim Kaine of Virginia, congratulations. Glad to have you with us.